This is IC Audio. I'm Ben Morse. The midterm elections are 1 week away. Instead of focusing on specific policies and candidates, today's show is dedicated to voting, why it's important, and how to do it. It's likely students will be casting a ballot for the first time or still feel inexperienced at the polls. Here to discuss Election Day best practices is Sam Nelson. He's the chair of the Department of Political Science and Public Administration. Sam, thanks for taking the time today.
Oh, well, happy to be here. Elections are an exciting time for political scientists.
So before we get into the how, I want to start with the why. Why should students cast a ballot? And in big picture terms here, what's at stake for the state of Ohio and the nation?
Well, I think there are a lot of different reasons why people should vote. In general, I think younger people in particular who vote at lower rates than the rest of the population, if younger people want politicians to pay attention to the issues that matter to them, then they need to vote. If they're non-voters, nobody has any reason to spend time, money, effort to try to attract their votes. So in a general sense, regardless of what your political views are, if you want politicians to pay attention to them, you want to get out and vote. Number of issues have big consequences for people in the future. Obviously, people have partisan differences and so on about a lot of those things. So I might make a different pitch to Democrats about why they should vote and a different pitch to Republicans about why they should vote. They might have different things that they care about that they're worried about. But this is a tremendously consequential election. We'll see turnout much higher than most midterm elections. Democrats are extremely motivated by opposition to the president and a number of things. Republicans are extremely motivated right now in support of the president and some of the issues that they care about. So what happens on Tuesday the 6th is going to have a big effect on public policy and then set us up for the presidential election in 2020, set us up for redistricting in 2022. We could go down a long list of issues that I think are at stake, but in general, this is a really important election. It is not an exaggeration to call this the most important election of many people's lifetimes.
And I was listening to a report out of Michigan, and a voter who was, I believe, in her 70s called this the most important election she'll vote in, so that kind of underscores that point.
Yeah, I don't think that's an exaggeration.
So let's say students make the decision to vote. It's election day. What's the first step to take, and how do they find the correct polling place?
Okay, well, the first step to take about 3 weeks ago was to register to vote. Hmm. So that's if you have to register to vote in Ohio 30 days before an election. So if you didn't register to vote, please take everything we're saying and think about it for the next election. But otherwise, it's pretty easy to figure out where you need to vote. You can look up My Voter Information Ohio, which is a website run by the Ohio Secretary of State. You can type in your name, and it will come back with information about your registration, and it will tell you where your polling place is, the address and everything. Good thing to do is to go to My Vote Information now and make sure that you're registered. Make sure that there's not a problem with your address, things like that. So that would be the first step, would be to confirm that, know where you need to go. And in Ohio, you have to show ID to vote. Many, many, many things count as appropriate ID to vote. But you want to take that with you to your polling place. A driver's license with either your current address or a former address will work. A utility bill, your cell phone bill, your UT bill, any government document, so university documents or government documents, anything from the state or the city will count for ID. And it's important to remember if there's a problem with your ID, maybe you forget it, or poll workers say, well, this isn't right, you have a right to cast a provisional ballot. You can use the last four digits of your Social Security number or your driver's license number, or your state ID number. You can cast a provisional ballot, which then gives you time to prove your address later to make sure your ballot gets counted. So don't leave the polling place without voting. you probably have a right to a provisional ballot.
Do you have any other advice for potential voters? I mean, you laid out a lot of good rules and sort of steps to take. Do you have any words of advice that you'd like to add?
Well, I think one of the things that stops people from voting sometimes is say, oh, I don't know enough to vote, or I'm worried that I'll do it wrong, or I'll vote wrong. That's true of almost every voter. People who have been voting for decades often don't know a whole lot about the election. I mean, I have a PhD in political science. When you show me a list of nominees for county judgeships, I scratch my head. Mm. You know, it's okay. You probably know the big races or have some thoughts. You know which party maybe that you favor. That's what most people are doing when they vote. There's nothing to be self-conscious about. There's no reason to feel like, oh, I'm not worthy. You're worthy. You're a citizen. You're 18. You can vote.
Right. Well, for students who want to learn more about the issues and what's on the ballot, we've posted a sample on the Independent Collegian's website. To explore the candidates and the issues, we've also provided a link to the 2018 Lucas County Voters Guide. That's courtesy of the League of Women Voters. And if you're curious about what's going on nationally, you can find the link to an interactive New York Times midterm form on our website as well. Sam, thank you so much for joining us.
Yep, glad to be here.
This is IC Audio. I'm Ben Morse.